Garvin Friel, they don't get much better than that in terms of cup drama.
Definitely not. We left it really late there. We left it to the last kick of the game. I would say it was a great game to watch, but it's one that, you know, it's great to get the result, but it's games like that we don't want to be involved in too much. We'd far rather be keeping it tight and getting out of there earlier, you know. But I would say it was great to watch, and it was definitely nice to get the winner there near the end.
At the break, you were two down and you looked to be in a bit of bother, but you certainly responded well after the half-time team talk.
I think it's fair to say Gavin gave us a bit of a going over, and you know, it seemed very dead, you know, at half-time, as expected. We had a good enough crowd there. We were sort of expecting to put in a better performance, and for whatever reason, we didn't get going. And thankfully, we had good players coming off the bench. Adam Wanish, I think, you know, putting one on the top corner from there, from the distance that he was at from a free kick, and then again getting us back to 3-2 as an all screamer, you know, and we have them sort of players that can get us back in the game. It sort of lifted us, you know, and from then on I always felt that there was only going to be one winner in the game, you know.
And yet, you know, they had the man sent off. That was significant in extra time. You know, you probably had the better of the chances that were, but in the end, you left it late.
We left it late. I don't think it comes much later than that. I think he blew the whistle straight away after. It's a nice way to win, you know, and as I say, I'm glad I got my head on the end of it. The deliveries all day were first class from the boys, Finn and Corey and Adam and Christy Fuldara. You know, they're putting great balls in the box, and Gavin kind of said it to us, we need to start getting our head in it, and thankfully, we left it late now, but thankfully I got in front of it for the last one, you know.
And when you got the penalty and you tucked it away, I mean, it was looking good at that stage, but, you know, Mochtas are a decent side, and, you know, they'll look back on it and feel, well, what if?
Definitely, I'm sure they would. If I was them, I'd probably feel the same, being two up and then getting themselves back in the game so late. It's just one of them. Even then, you know, when they got the equaliser, I always felt we had the legs. I always felt that, you know, we were the better team from the second half on. I think, you know, as I said, I've mentioned a few times about the boys that have come off the bench. We had Jimmy Bradley, Christopher Dara, Adam Wanish, you know, all coming off the bench who are huge players at this level. Like, you know, as I said there before, you know, you're as close to probably senior football as you're going to get here at the minute, you know. So that I feel that was the difference today, you know.
And at the end of the day, you can't beat a bit of momentum. I mean, you're just going from one strength to strength.
Yeah, it's that way at the minute. Everything seems to be going in the right direction. The boys are putting a lot of hard work in. You know, Gavin and Jazz is there all the time. You know, there's a lot of wee things, you know, that have to go right. And thankfully, at the minute, they seem to be. There's a real good buzz. You can see it here today. You know, the flags are up, and, you know, people's out to support us, and they're starting to get behind us. And it's just great to be involved in it at the minute.
So finally, you know, so much still to look forward to, not least the Intermediate Cup final.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's the big one. It's hard to, you know, it's always in the back of your head. It's hard not to be thinking about it. So, as I said, it's a great buzz, and we're not cutting any corners. We're going to look forward to it now for the next few weeks, and hopefully, as you said, momentum, we have it. We have one more game now before the Cup final, and hopefully we can get the right result and start to look forward to it, and, as I say, come out on the right side of it.
And this result today puts you into the hat with the 20 League of Ireland teams, 32 in the next round. Maybe, what, Derry City at McGinn Park, something like that?
That'd definitely be nice, aye. Look, it'd be great for the club, like a home draw, a big team and something to experience like that, the likes of Derry City, I think would be brilliant. Or even Finn Harps, I think I would really like, you know, and I think maybe that'd be something for the younger boys, you know, to look forward to. And I've had a few of them games, played a few senior games, but for the likes of the young boys, it'd be a great experience for them. And we'll see, hopefully.
As long as you get a home draw, because, you know, a bad away draw against maybe some team down in Cork, you've done enough travel for the year.
Aye, definitely. As I say, you know, we things are starting to go right this year, so hopefully now the draw will do us a wee favour again, you know.